Locker room chats, they continue here tonight. It is week two of high school football. Derek Jasper, Troy football coach, joining us, brought to you by Exchange Bank, Anderson Meats, and Troy Booster Club as well. And coach, the first game in the eight-man ranks. You guys take care of business last week against a very solid Linden team out the gate, 58-20. We talked about a lot of your guys being able to make that transition from the 11-man to the eight-man ranks, and at least week one, one game in, you guys look pretty good.
Yeah, it was a good opening night for us. Thought we adjusted well. Linden probably caught Linden in a good time. They're kind of a younger team this year, and they're going to get a lot better as the year goes on, but several good players. I thought it was a great win for us. Had a big crowd there, kind of everybody wanting to see what the eight-man game was like, I suppose. Maybe a lot of people in Troy have never watched an eight-man game, and I think we put on a pretty good show. Big deal in that game, Brandon, was probably our we caused four turnovers, and we didn't have any turnovers. So, I mean, probably even more so in the eight-man game, if you can flip a turnover into a touchdown, that kind of extended that lead and gave us some comfort there the rest of the night. I think we were ahead 28-0 at the end of the first quarter. And saw some good things, obviously saw a lot of areas that we need to improve on. And somebody once said, you know, you improve a lot from week one to week two, and we'll definitely need to do that. But a good opener for us and a good start for our season.
How about your boy Caston Jasper? Some guys on the outside, Colt Jensen, Lane Hartman, both those two each over 100 receiving yards. And Caston, 339 total yards of offense. You know, he produced in the 11-man ranks last year and obviously producing here in the 8-man ranks as well. I mean, what'd you see in terms of just the overall just kind of outlook of it all with those guys, you know, with the abilities that they have making that transition and producing in week one?
Yeah, I had some good performances. The big thing with Caston was no interceptions. You know, I think he had 12 or 14 last year, and we knew we had to cut that number down. High completion percentage, made some plays off script, which is probably going to have to do all year. You know, it's kind of hard to block. A lot of times we're trying to pass protect with three, and they're going to get some pressure. So made some good adjustments, and our receivers, you know, made good adjustments. They're scrambling. You mentioned Colt, five touchdowns, you know, big night on the ground and in the kickoff return, scored one receiving. So just scoring in every phase like we hoped he would. Lane Hartman, over 100 yards. A couple standouts on defense. Briar Ferris had 13 tackles. Ty Horner, big, big game. Seven tackles, I think two fumble recoveries, maybe a couple sacks. So some great individual performances and overall great team performances. Great team performance. But a few things, you know, we had four false starts. Just some little things like that, you know, we want to clean up. And that's the way you get to be a good football team with those no turnovers and very few penalties will help us out a lot in field position.
There it is. Derek Jasper joining us here. Segment number one in the books. Great start for Troy in the eight-man ranks. 58-20. Season opening win against Linden. Game two, it does not get easier. Bishop LeBlond on the road. We'll get coach's thoughts after a timeout here on KNZA. Second opportunity to chat. Few minutes here with Troy football coach Derek Jasper, brought to you by Exchange Bank, Anderson Meats, and Troy Booster Club. They switch gears now and get ready for Bishop LeBlond, the first road game for Troy in the eight-man ranks here in 2026. Coach, you talked about it in the first segment. You know, you referenced kind of that week one to week two jump, and coaches kind of feel it's maybe the biggest jump you see from week to week in the regular season. But in terms of the preparation this week and what you want to see in terms of the big growth to week number two, what's kind of the standout and the marks on the board?
Yeah, a little more rhythm offensively. We're huddling a little bit more this year because our play calls are so long, probably too complicated. So we're huddling a little bit more. Maybe a little faster tempo, getting a rhythm a little bit more offensively, and, you know, just tackle a little bit better defensively. We missed some tackles, you know, and that's going to happen because a lot of them are one-on-one tackles in this eight-man game. So a little better tackling in the open field. Like I said, cut down a few of those false starts, those little five-yard penalties, false starts, offsides, kind of eliminate some of those and just see if we can play better football. We're going to have to because LeBlond's going to be a really good football team. And the thing with our schedule is everybody's new. So there's nothing familiar for us as far as opponents. So every week is going to be, you know, harder to scout because we only have like the one game on LeBlond that we've seen. And I've never seen him play in the past. So That's a little different as far as our weekly practice preparation, is not knowing as much about the other team. So take what we can get as far as scouting and try to implement what we can do and be assignment sound.
It's also got to help that it's probably a little bit more of a normal routine this week. One, because the temperatures are finally coming back to earth a little bit. So, and then the start time is going to be okay this week. So in terms of just normal preparation compared to last week, it's got to feel good in that regard.
Yeah, a couple nights here tonight and Thursday night, you know, going to be cooler practice. Last night was a burner, but we went late and got some pretty good work in. But yeah, a little bit more of a normal routine probably this week with the weather. We can practice after school, whereas last week we were practicing late and early and all kinds of stuff. So hopefully we can get into that for the next few weeks. But going to have to play a great football game. I've told a lot of people this, you know, why are you playing LeBlanc? Why are you playing LeBlanc? I know they're a little bit bigger school than us, but we get to go over to the big city, St. Joe, Missouri.
Hey.
It's only a 15, 20-minute drive for us. And if we wouldn't have been fortunate enough to get this game, I don't know where we would have been going, or if we would have been going anywhere, even able to find an opponent. So pretty close game for us and a unique opponent, kind of a Kansas-Missouri thing. It'd be kind of a neat little matchup for the next couple years.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned just having a matchup. You know, we saw a team in the area, Lynn, of course, out of the TVL. They were unable to get a week one matchup, so they're still about to play their first game this week. So the kids are going to be fun. They're going to have fun playing a game, regardless of who it's against. So it's going to be tough. We've talked about the challenges, keys, expectations. What's it going to take to get a win this week?
All those turnovers and penalties again. If we can win the turnover battle, I feel like we can stay in the ball game, and we were able to cause some last week. If that'd be nice again, and eliminate some of those penalties so we don't get the obvious pass situations. Probably maybe a little bit better run pass balance. We did run for over 100 yards last week, so that's kind of a big thing for us, you know. So if we can balance that up, mix up the run and pass, and then they throw it around a lot, so we'll have to be very good against their balanced offense also. So there's the keys.
There it is. Intriguing stuff. And Troy head football coach Derek Jasper, first road trip for the 8-man ranks for the Trojans. They go to Bishop LeBlanc on Friday night. Troy coming off the big win in week one against Linden. Coach, we always appreciate it, man. Good luck this week. And we'll do it again next week. We appreciate it very much.
You bet. Appreciate you always, B-Ted. Have a good one.